episode 223, dude.
Yeah.
We're climbing that ladder.
And next week is Thanksgiving, and here I am without my bucket of chicken.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this is our Thanksgiving special.
This is our Thanksgiving.
No food today.
No food.
Because someone's on a diet.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm
the butterball.
But today we got a great guest with us, one of our special sponsors for the podcast. It's going to be a good show. Last week, actually on Tuesday, was a great episode with Mr. Steven Valdez. Man, that was an awesome episode. A lot of information about good stuff that's coming to the city of West Ago. If you guys listen very carefully, there is music in the background. We do not have the copyrights for that, but you can rarely hear it, so I'm pretty happy these mics drown out everything.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's terrible music, so that's fine.
Well, it covers everything. When you pass gas, you can't hear it, so that's good. Too bad it doesn't kind of smell. But anyways, guys. Oh, by the way, Facebook Live. What's going on, man? We're back. We're about to jump into the podcast, episode 222.
I'm going
to
do it right now.
No, don't do it, dude. Gross.
Here we go.
Well, let's go.
From the beach to the streets, there's beginning now. Light up the heart.
Yeah, I know. Still rocking and rolling. Unfortunately, this thing's still live, so we're still here, man.
Thank goodness. Start of the show.
Start of the show, yeah. Keep saying that to yourself. But anyways.
Oh, the world's saying it.
Dude, this episode should be a lot of fun, man. The guest we have on our podcast today, I've known him for a while, right? Great sponsor to the podcast. Great addition to the podcast.
Yeah.
He's helped us out pretty much in tight situations when we had some stuff come up.
So definitely keeping the lights on.
He's pulled
for
clutch
sure. Yeah,
every single
sure.
time.
For sure.
But enough about our little show. Let's introduce Mr. Tony Hernandez from Enos Construction. What's going on, Tony?
How's it going? How's it going, guys? Thank you for having me over.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Been
Thanks
good.
For coming, dude. Thanks for staying in spite of everything that you've seen.
You know what? You know, I was a little scared. I'm like, you know what? I think I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
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 Oh, you should have gone with your first thought there, Tony.
That's a reflex. Yeah, that'll die yeah. soon enough.
Don't worry, man. Yeah, you'll get through it.
Yeah,
it'll
be fine.
It's just a rash. But Tony, welcome to the True New Podcast, man.
Appreciate it. Thank
First
you,
First of all, we want to say thank you for being a great sponsor to the podcast, man. You've helped us out through a lot. A great addition to all the other sponsors that we have. Man, it's interesting because the way I met you for the first time, we talked about that and all the good things you're doing right now as far as with your construction company. It's been nothing but positivity, man, coming your way. And then these bigger sites that you've gotten, of course, up in, I was in Houston, I believe, right?
Yes, yeah.
You're up in Houston doing a Texas Roadhouse, I believe.
Yes, yeah.
We've been announcing that for like how many weeks already?
Yeah, we've been talking about it more than you guys
still have. Up there. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
I think something about a kid's playground. I don't know what he's doing at Texas Roadhouse up there. But, yeah, man, but first of all, let's get to know you first, who
sure.
you are, where you're from, where you grew up, all the backstory, man. Take us through it. It's all you, man.
Well, it's not that long, man. I'm barely 25 years old, so.
Hey,
just
hey,
kidding.
Hey,
just
go.
Kidding. I wish I was.
God damn.
I wish I was. No, I'm originally from South Texas, so I grew up in Alamo, the city of Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school to Alamo. It was a good side of Alamo.
There you go.
Alamo has a bad.
I
thought he was going to open that door and run.
Why is he crawling out?
That was close.
But I grew up, both my parents were from Mexico. They came out here,
mm-hmm.
and they basically raised us in the city of Alamo. So
that's awesome.
Originally from South Texas, so I grew mm-hmm. up here. Basically knowing the ins and outs of South Texas.
Cool.
I left for school and came back, and, you know, now I'm in the construction business instead of things. So,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting to me. And I know Mark was saying, you know, how we try to do, you know, all these things for the community.
Yeah,
That's basically how we met and how it started.
Exactly.
How we started pushing it.
Yeah, you came to our shop where I work, and the first time we met, you were buying quite a bit of stuff, and I was like, wow, man, what are you run a construction company? And that's before you had the shirt at
right.
the time. And it goes, yeah, I'm actually an owner. I'm like, oh shit, okay, what do you need? And you said you had a lot of houses that you were doing, and
yeah.
and you were kind of saying that you were kind of giving back also.
Yes, that's I think that's one of the biggest things for so the company is obviously a for-profit company,
right.
You know, we try to make a living out of the construction side of things,
mm-hmm.
But I saw the underdevelopment that was happening in South Texas, mm-hmm. and I said, hey, what can I do to help out the community? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, I understand, like, all these nonprofit companies trying to help and assist, but they have, a long wait to try to help out a lot of these communities. So I said, you know what? If I can do it and I have the resources and I have the people behind me, vendors that I talk to and say, hey, guys, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to do this. Mm-hmm. Why not? Let's try to help them as much as we can.
Right.
I can't say it's like, oh, it's, you know, all these people left and right. Mm-hmm. But at least the ones that we can help, we've been able to do so. And bring something back to the community. Yeah, bring something back to South Texas and make it better.
That's great. I mean, as far as being, did you want to go into the construction company growing up? Or was it something that just like it just happened?
It grew on me because ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a surgeon.
There you go.
Okay. Well, kind of something. Yeah. Kind of something.
So, you know, I was a nerd throughout whole high school, elementary, junior high. Mm-hmm. And even my counselors, they pushed me because I was going to go here locally to mm-hmm. a local university. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you're not going to be a doctor down here. Like, that's going to happen. You guys have to. You have to leave.
You got
to
leave.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty
much. And I think that's like, when we were younger, that was the thing. Now, you know, UTRGV has a medical school. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Right.
But I studied basically to want to become. So I left to school. I graduated, and I was in med school, and I was doing a PhD as well. So, but you know, I found that construction was also something for me that I enjoyed and I mm-hmm. loved, and it's something that I can do. Right. Easier for me that I can help out. Right. So from all that education, I said, you know what, I wanna do construction.
Steer your education in a different direction.
And my dad was, I want to say, over 40 years in construction, and he's still going strong.
Wow.
My dad's he's 70 plus.
Oh, I'm almost true.
And he's still like helping me. He's still with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, sometimes I catch him sleeping and I'm like, what are you doing?
Dad, what are you doing, Dad? What are you doing?
Son las 12 de la mañana.
Ya son las 6, mijo. Vámonos. Yeah, so, but he, you know, a lot of people tell me, he's like, why is it? I'm like, he wants to.
Right.
He wants to continue working. He wants to continue, like, providing and helping and doing what he can mm-hmm. for me. And I think he's been a big, big supporter mm-hmm. of us, of our company.
Right.
To try to help us and do everything he can mm-hmm. at his age. And I think a lot of my younger employees, my dad still outruns them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And, I they're younger, 35, mid-30s, 40s. Yeah, yeah. And my dad still outruns them.
Everybody who still has their parents know that, you know, the parents are way tougher than
their
kids are.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Like if my dad was still with us, like, I'm not pretty sure he'd still be working.
Yeah.
You know,
he'd
still want to be working in a steel mill, working in a forklift, working, doing something.
Yeah.
You know, and then like we were joking, like, son las 3 de la mañana, ya levántate.
Exactly. No, he'll tell my guys, like, he's early. Yeah. He's early. My dad's an early bird at 7 a.m. Yeah. He's already up.
Él levanta los gallos.
Yes, he does.
He does.
It's funny, but he does. But we came down here, and I still see the need to assist mm-hmm. the community. And, again, I stress the fact that we're a for-profit company, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But those profits help to be able to move and assist the community who don't have the resources to be able to provide. I mean, it's nothing big. If we have to add to a house, as a matter of fact, we have one, and I kind of feel bad because we've been kind of backing up a little bit on the amount of work that we've been getting. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to divide all these projects that I have or that we have to try to make it right before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we have additions. I know I saw a restroom that it was in real bad conditions, and it was a son and the mom, and I said, like, you know what, let me try to do something for you. Let me try to add to your room. And I talked to my vendors, and they're like, yeah, I'll give you the plumbing. I'll give you some of the electrical. I'll give you the stuff. Put it together.
Right, right.
Just put it together and did the labor and offered that for them.
That's awesome. That's great.
It's stuff that's helping the community out.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's stuff like that, you know, makes not only the house livable, but makes you want to stay there too.
Right. Yeah.
I've told some of my friends too that one of the things that breaks my heart the most is that there's so many homeless people out here in the valley, but I see these properties that have been abandoned with houses that look like they could, you know, still be, you know, livable. Used, they could still be usable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They just need a little TLC, a little maintenance, someone who cares.
Right.
And you know, that could help out a family.
Yeah.
That's the dream. Like, you know, as long as you have a place to live, you know, you have a home. You know, yeah. That goes without saying. But you know, that's the dream.
And it is.
People will work harder to keep it.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, I have. There's times when you drive through neighborhoods. You know, there's always that one house that's run down. It's gone. and not to say, I'm pretty sure it has sentimental value to the person who used to own it and probably still owns it,
or
it's been passed down from generation to generation. You know, there's always that sentiment of, well, I can't sell it. Oh, I can't do this.
Right.
Sometimes you just need to, you know, it's hard to say because I've never been through it, but in that situation, you have to cut the cord and say, hey, you know what? Give it to somebody that can keep this place going. At least if I drive by and I say, oh, man, look at that. I used to live there, and now there's a new family living
so
there.
We have a family up in Harlingen that we're setting up like a GoFundMe page for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And only because we're trying to assist them as much as we can. That family, so both the dad and mom were laborers, and they would work in the fields. And that they were prideful in what they purchased, which is their property, their land.
Right.
And the conditions that they were in already was hard. And an older generation, you're talking maybe 80, 75, 80 years of age, mm-hmm. they can't do much anymore. And, you know, I fell upon the family, and I was, you know, we're in the process. There's a lot of red flags because we're coming in as a as a for-profit company, mm-hmm. trying to assist the family. And, you know, it's hard when you try to get, you know, go and permits and as tell the city, that's like, hey, we need to do this, we need to do that.
Right.
But that's how they felt, where it's, this is the only thing we have, and this is what we want to give our family.
Right.
And they were prideful. It's like, you know, sometimes we take for granted. We have so many things, you know, thank God that we have so mm-hmm. many things in front of us sometimes. And it's like, we don't think about just how hard they work for the property.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's what, you know, I'm like, if I can help, why not? Why not be able to provide that help?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it's important for us. And you know, the whole morale behind the name Monora, mm-hmm. you know, what it stands for, it brings honor and value. And that's exactly, it's not perfect, and it can't be perfect.
Right.
But at least we try to make it better.
Right.
And sometimes we feel bad because, hey, we want it quicker and we want it done faster. And sometimes we can't. But we're there. We'll put our feet in the ground and say we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done no matter what.
Do you push more? I mean, I know you're doing right now, you're doing some residential things you're doing mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to commercial, when you get those calls for these companies, man, you know, like, for instance, up in Houston, that you got this call up in Houston to do a roadhouse. What is the reaction of your team? They go, hey, man, they called us up. We need to go up there. And then you get up there, do the job, and then this storm comes in and just,
yeah, whoosh, takes everything out.
And now you got to go back and
redo it
again.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the situations in that priority and that state of mind at that moment?
You know, I think at that point for us, it's disappointing, obviously, and I think it's disappointing for anybody.
Right.
You know,
right.
But my team is always they're always, hey, let's, ni modo, it happens, let's do it again.
Yeah.
That kind of mentality is right. What I look for in the team that we've built. It's like, we have obstacles in front of us, and we have to deal with them. I've known a lot of contractors, subcontractors. I've known a lot of electricians, plumbers, that they hit an obstacle and it's like, let's figure it out. Like, I don't know. You're the contractor. You're the GC. You're the owner.
Right.
You figure it out.
Right.
And I'm okay. Yeah, I'll figure it out. But I ain't going to use you again, unfortunately.
Right.
Because we're a team.
And that bridge that was there.
Exactly.
It's burned.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Right, And I think that's in anything, in any team effort that you try to do.
Right.
Whether it's an NFL team, it's a basketball team, it's even a family. Like, a family, you pull together and get things done.
Right.
And if you don't, and you start just separating things, I think that's the same aspect with my teams. A situation like that, mm-hmm. Hey, this is what happened. And you just cut and clear, but we have to make it right.
Right.
And that's what a lot of these big companies, that's what they're afraid of. Construction companies coming in and they're not finishing what they're supposed to finish.
Right, right.
Exactly. They give you a project like that. This happens. Hey, let's take care of it, and we deal with it. And mm-hmm. that's not like that's one of many that mm-hmm. that we've hit when we started doing. I think the Reina's out on 10th Street and Wisconsin. I think.
Oh, okay.
That we did the foundation, the concrete work. Mm-hmm. The obstacles left and right, but you know what? I they had a great team, and I said, don't worry, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. With that mentality, it's like, right. Yeah, we will hit these issues here and there. And many projects across now the valley that I have, it's like you're going to hit an obstacle one way or another. But it depends on the team that you have that it's going to either make you or break you.
Yeah. I got a first comment here. It said Los Lorenzo Soto Jr. Saludos a Tony. He said,
yeah, that Lorenzo. He's a part of my team member. You know, he's in a band actually.
Yeah, no más.
He's in a. That guy. He's good. He's good. They're good. They're good. Okay. Yeah. Alianza. I don't know if you guys heard about
it. We're gonna talk to Tony. Tony, about you, Lorenzo. See if we can get you on the podcast. Yeah. Start sharing, Tony. Yeah. Make people watch the show today. No, but yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, team effort. It comes. It's a group of people to make a good team. I mean, you need to be. I look at you like what you're saying, like a head coach. To being as far as holding this construction company together, you got to be the head coach. You got to know who's going to be your star player, who's going to be able to handle the other players, who's going to be leading the players, not only to finish construction, but to a victory. You know what I mean? Because every finished construction site has to come to a victory, to a W, because it got done.
To get to the finishing point.
Yeah, to the finishing point.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the biggest one you've done, as far as commercial, not necessarily here in the Valley, but outside, What has been one of the most challenging ones that you've done?
I think locally was a federal project.
Oh, gosh, okay. Man.
Yes.
Those are touchy. I don't know, but I would figure it would be very touchy.
So it's an up there agency. Up there, like, mm-hmm. It's up there. And that was difficult.
Okay.
It was difficult because your team, they vet all your team members. They vet them in and out. Like, you can't come in. They go background check. You get a DWI at the age of 10. You're not going in.
Well, how the hell do you do that? I would imagine that's not really.
I have a mortgage to pay. Right? I got problems. I'm 10, damn it, I'm 10.
So they're pretty strict in that sense. Yeah. So yeah. I think that was difficult. And they just, their engineers are elite, the form of engineers that they use. They're precise. Right. They're laser precise.
Right.
And it boils down, again, from your team, who's managing it, even mm-hmm. your vendors, you have to trust them and say, hey, guys, like, whatever you're going to bring in here, I need to make sure that it's top-notch quality.
Yeah. Right.
And that, we also combine it in the residential side of things. Because they're so strict when it comes to commercial, especially in those federal projects, mm-hmm. they're very, very strict. We pass that to the residential side of things.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that's what we want, quality. And we, again, it's not perfect, and we're not going to hit it every single time, but at least that's what we try to aim for every single time.
And I mean, like I said, doing commercial itself, I mean, there's so many, I don't want to say red tape, but there's so much detail to it of what they want, how it wants to be built, what they expect, what is the project goal at the very end of it. And if you don't hit those points, man, they get you.
Yeah. They you invest so much money into it at the beginning, towards 25-50% of it, They're like, you don't do it right, guess what? You're not going to get paid.
Exactly.
And you as a company have already invested so much money into it.
Yes.
You have to start with the quality from the get-go. And again, you have to know the kind of team members, the kind of employees that you have that you say, we're going to make this happen.
Right. And because, I mean, I've heard stories. Working in the place where I work, I've heard stories about that. You know, pues, no me pagaron para esto. Y pues, y no me esos guys tardaron a pagar. O nunca acabaron esta cosa. Y luego, pues, they didn't want to pay us. And
yeah,
I was like, wow, man, it's kind of, you know, hearing those stories, like, I feel, to me, it makes it sound like the customer's in the wrong. But really, it's the company doing the project for the customer is the one that's in the wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there has to be a reason why you didn't. You didn't get the final payment. What happened? You know, there's got to be an explanation. There's two sides of the story,
right?
Pretty much,
right?
So commercial residential. I know there is a special project going on for. I think you said December for next year.
Yes.
You want a little touch base about on top of that a little bit?
So we have a couple of them that are gonna start. So basically. It's a bigger project that's going to lead to, like, the around the San Benito area. San Benito, which is San Benito La Feria. And what the housing authority wants to do is kind of help and assist in that way, and that's where we're coming in and with the level of budget that we have to try to minimize the cost and be able to assist in those forms. So it's for us, it's something that we like to do. And you know, anybody working in construction, any construction company, you know, you try to cut the cost that way, but never the quality. And that's one of the major things that we try to look for. And I tell my clients all the time, like, you want this, this is how much it's going to be. You want to try to reduce that amount as long as we don't affect the quality. The minute that we start affecting the quality, then it's you'll start having issues. And it's going to come back, and it's going to come back to me.
Right.
And because you can only do so much with the amount that they're allowing you to do. I tell them, like, never affect the quality behind it. If you do, then you're going to have issues, and that's going to... I don't want to come back to me. I don't want to come back to you. You know, right. I want you to have something that's worth it.
Right.
So.
I know that's kind of like the reflex of a person, especially if it's a new construction or something. You know, can we save money on this or that? But
right.
You got a good point. Like, do you want quality or do you want to, you know, save 20 cents?
Right.
And, you know, that's... For me or for anyone, you know, who truly understands what's going on, is like, I'll invest the 20 cents. And in the end, like, I'll save money at the end where I don't have to worry about the quality, you know, failing
right.
in a year or, you know, or further on down the road.
Yeah.
Or you're just going to have to not buy your Starbucks at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
No more tacos in the morning. No more
tacos.
It's this Mexican tradition I heard of. It's called budgeting.
Our era never learned.
Yeah, something like that.
No Mexican budgeting, man. No más cómpralo, bro.
But yeah, and it's true what you say. I mean, you go if you want quality, you have to know what the price tag on the quality is.
Yes, yeah.
I know it's weird how I've heard different scenarios, different what's the word I'm looking for, philosophies, as people that do construction as far as renovations or new construction. There's different philosophies for it. There's other people that say, well, if you want the quality of that, maybe we can find something in the same quality in a different design. Or if you want the quality of that, this is kind of similar to this, but it's kind of a lesser quality.
Or my favorite, cover it up before they see it.
Cover it up. Put some spec on it. No, but yeah, I mean, the philosophies of every construction company that I've heard, that I've met at my work, it's different, the way the aspects of it, you know?
Right.
There's some that are like, okay, well, that's pretty blunt. And they're like, well, yeah, you got a point.
Yeah.
And there's some, well, I guess, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's true what you say. I mean, the quality is quality. You're gonna pay. It's not cheap. Quality is quality. It's not cheap, especially right now. Everything that we're talking about that earlier, as far as like the rush, as far as you know, I know the holidays are coming around, and being working in a plumbing electrical place myself, you know, you see people buying in bulk,
right?
There's a lot of bulk buying right now. I mean, necessarily not like people are gonna say, "Oh, Merry Christmas, I bought you a toilet."
Yeah,
you know, nothing like that. It's just you see more houses that are trying to be built before the year is over.
Right.
I don't know whether it's counted to refund at the taxes at the end of the year, or planning ahead to use that as a rental spot for to make a little extra additional cash for the following year, and so on and so forth. But I've been noticing that a lot.
Yeah, and that's been happening a lot, too. I've been getting a lot of calls for a lot of clients wanting fourplex. Fourplex is a big thing right now that's populating. So I know that they're investing. There is a lot of... We've noticed a lot of outside investors coming in and trying to, I don't want to say monopolize, but trying to purchase property, build, and then obviously rent them out.
Right. Yeah.
So,
right.
And down here, still, the last report that I read, I think we're still, the housing market, for some reason, there's not enough houses being built. So...
It's our generation that's doing that, because we find it personally easier of renting a house or renting an apartment. You know, yeah, you rent to the house that you're never gonna own, an apartment you're never gonna own. But you don't have to pay the city tax, you don't have to pay the county tax, the state tax, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not so much that, it's that everyone thinks that, you know, it's so impossible now.
Yes.
Because you hear that, you know, to even think about owning a house, you need at least $100,000. And who in their workaday, whoever works at like Home Depot or wherever, is going to think like, oh, I'll ever have like $100,000.
Part time or anything like that.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's called budgeting. That's why it's called budgeting.
I'm the one who told you.
That's it. That's why I don't have a front door.
There you go.
By the way, can you donate a front door?
We can. We have a couple.
Is it plywood?
I thought it was a picture. As
long as it keeps the cats out.
Look, this bungee cord that they put in to open it.
Watch out. Retractable. Yeah, man. But I mean, yeah, but yeah, you're right. It's nowadays trying to get a house. I mean, buy house. The market is tough.
Buying even like a little plot of land for like a quarter acre is like how much? $80,000.
Almost. Yeah.
Just for a little quarter acre that you're gonna be in a shoebox house, and that's insane.
Yeah. And then you got a lot of these subdivisions that are building and say, "Come to our subdivision. It's cheap and everything." You're like, "Okay."
Yeah, it's cheap. It falls apart the first thunderstorm that comes through.
Let me go check it out. And the thing my dad has always told me, whenever it rains, we go drive to the subdivision by Mirar just to see what's flooded and what's not.
Right. Yep.
And sure enough, no disrespect to any of the subdivisions out there, but sure enough, you go out there and you see, and some of these flooded are underwater. Yep. You're like, holy crap, are you serious? This is why it's so damn cheap.
Yep. Correct. You know? And I think that's a mentality, unfortunately, that we have down here in South Texas. You know, they want things cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm not dogging any construction company.
Right,
they do their way the way they want to do it.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
But at the end, I don't think we're ever going to put ourselves in a position where, hey, this floods, just leave it as that. My recommendation, and our recommendation is coming from the engineers to, you know, from the grading all the way to the foundation, all the way to building the house.
Right.
Our windstorm engineer, you know, our architectural design, you know, I would always follow, and we'll, as a team, we're going to come together and say, my client, this is what's going to happen to your house if we leave it as is.
Right.
Well, how much is it going to cost me if we fix it? Well, it's going to cost you this, and this. But this is not for my benefit. This is for your benefit.
You're the one living here.
Yeah. Exactly. And at the end of the day, if you still decide and say, I don't want to do that, I'm sorry, then I can't build. Because at the end of the day, it's a reputation. It's your name. It's like, you know, do I really want to do that for... you know, whatever I'm going to, you know, they're going to pay me.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what, let's just not, like, I'm sorry, I don't think it's going to work out. You know, you can call anybody else, but mm-hmm. I can't do that. Right. I won't do that. Right. You know what, anybody can take the money.
You're trying to give them the best advice they can get. Right. So that way they won't be in that sticky situation, in that fault of right. them damaging the house or the whatever they're building.
Well plus, know? all those charlatans that do that, they make everybody in the business bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I still remember the construction company who built these subdivisions that, you know, they just pop up and, you know, come by. But the quality showed after the first, you know, major event that came
through. Hurricane,
right.
flood, anything like that. Yeah.
All the shoddy workmanship. And, you know, that reverberated throughout all the construction companies.
Cause yeah, like, I hear you.
Because, like, you're probably the same. You probably do the same shoddy work. Shortcuts, you use shoddy materials. Right. And all this shortcuts,
right. So, yeah.
And
yeah.
We, as a matter of fact, we have a house coming up, a good friend of ours, up here in Progreso. And they didn't want to stick to the foundation. I said, well, you know what, let's build piers. Because I won't do, like, a block home, like, sitting right. on blocks. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's do cylinders. Let's do piers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be way stronger. You're not going to have any issues. You're not going to have any shifting.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have a strong foundation.
Absolutely. Right,
right, and right. I think at the end of the day, that's where we all start. You need a strong foundation.
Yep.
Whether yourself, with your team, with your company.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You need a strong foundation. And that's how we started. You know, I remember when, you know, we came down, and it's like, okay, what am I going to do? And I needed our name out there. I said, how do we get, you know, moving? And I painted a house. And it gave me, I think, $100. I ended there up with $100.
Hey, something.
And you know what? That's how we started. Like saying, hey, let's do this. Hey, you know what? Can you do this? Oh, hey, can you remodel a bathroom or shower? And then
baby steps.
At the end of the day. And one of the things that you know, you talked about philosophy and that's something that I tell and I teach my guys. You can do it. I can do it. I'm going to show you. I'm not afraid to pick up, you know, my sleeves and start working. And I've proven it to them, and I've shown it when it's
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Because my electrician is like, hey, Tony, you think you can? It's like, I got you. Like, what do you want me to do?
Mm.
I'll do it. You want me to do this, that? I'll pull wires. I'll do this. I'll bump in the attic. My foundation guy is the same way, you know. You want me to clean, I'll clean. I'll show you what, you know, a leader is going to go ahead and do. Because if I can do it, and I'm showing you that I can do it, and I'm not afraid of doing it, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do it.
Right, exactly.
So from that, that's what we try to build. And we try to see it, and we try to show it, and we try to take that path towards mm-hmm. our client so they can benefit from it as well.
Right, right, right. And that's true about being a leader. If you show your employees that, hey man, look, I'm doing the same thing you're doing. I'll show you that if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah,
and it goes through from the beginning to end.
You respect them more too, because my boss is like in the trenches with me, so he understands.
Right. Exactly. Instead of just staying out in a nice shirt, and say, hey, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. Do it again.
Right.
Why is it so dirty? Oh
my God! I'm gonna be
my chocolate hot out here.
Oh, so hot!
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I've been drinking my Chardonnay in here. All right, guys, let me know when you're done, Pancho.
Jesus,
you do that.
Yeah. No, okay.
You construct.
Yeah.
No, and that's the things that I enjoy. It's the philosophy behind the things. You know what and who we are. I tell my guys, you guys might work from 8 to 5 or 8 to 6 or 9 to 6. But I still get home, I still have to do this, and I still have to do that. Sometimes mm-hmm. I have to look at plants, I have to look at prints, I have to look at the electrical HVAC, then I have a meeting early in the morning,
right.
and then I have to go out to Houston or San Antonio and mm-hmm. or Austin, mm-hmm. you know. So I build from that. And I'm like, if I can be up here and I go to sleep sometimes 10, 30, 11, 12, midnight, doing all these things, if I can do all that, then I'm pretty sure you guys can handle what we know, what we have set in place.
Exactly.
So
that's well said, man. That's well said, and it's true. It's true to the T, bro. It's true to the T.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and take some commercial break right now. We're going to have to go and announce all our great sponsors.
Who's going to be the first one?
Well, unfortunately, I always have an owner right in the middle because those are the best parts. Now, I'm just joking. They're all good. All the parts are good here on our in our podcast when it comes to our commercials, guys.
Well, let's just get it out of the way.
First up, guys, a big shout-out to the Rabbit Hole located in La Homa Road on Palmview, Texas. Phone number 956-599-0103. They sell liquor, smoke. They also have tattoo machines,
yes,
and a lot of Chew's favorite adult novelties. I think he pretty much bought the whole store already. I know they're running low.
That's why they're going out of business.
That's why they're going out of business, exactly. But guys, if you get a chance, give her a call. Let her know Chew and who sent you. I'm pretty sure she's got some good stuff out there still to hang on to.
So much good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. Next in line, none other than Anotis Construction. Antonio called 956-363-7195. Guys, you heard it straight from the man's mouth. I mean, these guys, their construction company is for residential, commercial. You know, this is from new construction to renovation. Craftsmanship. I've seen the stuff they've done. I've seen the pictures on Facebook. It's great work, man.
And if you can pay for it, they can do it.
You should put that in a model.
Oh, you know what? You gave me a good idea.
But great team, strong team. They've done so many, not only here in the Valley, but upstate. Absolutely. Also. So, I mean, if you want a good construction company to build your house, these are the guys to go for. Give them a call, right, and let them know. Chew and say, well, he's right here. He knows. I just told him that. Yeah. If they do call him, it's because of us. But next on the agenda here, Miss, I keep forgetting her name. I'll go cut it right now. Buzz Bull Creamery, guys, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, West Texas, 956-998-2541. Vidi, I knew I remember.
I was going to say Nancy.
That's Vidi. Vidi, man, have you never had ice cream infused liquor?
Liquor infused ice cream.
Well, dyslexia, I'm sorry.
Yes,
But right now, as we're speaking, Alfresco's going on. If you are watching the show on Facebook Live right now, if you have a chance, they're still open. They close till about 9 o'clock, 9:30. Swing out there. Get yourself some ice cream. You want to take the kids. They have non-buzzed ice cream also. Tell Vidi that we sent you out there. Great ice cream. They make it right in front of you. They put the milk and all the liquid. Then they use that nitrogen thing on there, and it turns straight into ice cream, man. So it's an amazing, something fun for the kids to watch.
It's like magic. Yep. Only you get a buzz from it.
Exactly. Well put there. That's the best way to play right there. A big shout out also to another sponsor, Triple J Plumbing. Guys, these guys are still looking for more employees because they got a lot of jobs right now. I know they came to the store, bro, we need help. We need more employees. Please tell them to call me. We need more employees. We got too many jobs on our hands. Give Juan a call, 956-854-9622, or Jerry, 478, damn it, you see all these numbers bumping up. 478-5316. Guys, they are licensed plumbers. All they do is residential, guys. If they don't answer, leave a message, they'll get back to ASAP. Don't forget, your crap is their bread and butter. That's what they always say to me.
Plus, they will help you get certified.
If you want to get, they will help you get certified.
They will help
certified. Yeah, also, and one of our last sponsors, great sponsor, Milo's Kennel Corn, extra country, extra fun. Right now, downstairs.
Oh, I Alfresco, guarantee you, he is slinging that popcorn.
That popcorn is going left to right. I have to say it like this. He's like Trump throwing napkins to the people in Puerto Rico.
That's right.
He's just throwing left and right.
Here one go, for poor you. People.
One for you. One for you.
Give me the money.
Hurry up. Now get back to the sad part. No, but Milo's Kettle Corn, man, great popcorn. If you have not tried the Maranada yet, awesome.
The new flavor.
Awesome. New flavor. So much Piccadilly. Name it. They have everything your little deranged mind can come up with. They will have it. If not, they'll try to make it.
Chew a New Podcast recommends the street corn flavor.
Oh, the street corn flavor is the one that I feel, man.
So good.
Yeah, thank you to all our sponsors, man. Let them know Chew a New sent you guys. Great sponsors of the podcast, man. I can't say thank you enough to these guys for helping us out every month.
Once again, keeping the lights on.
Keeping that roof over our heads.
Absolutely.
And now we have to go to Noah's Construction to help us build the roof.
We're not leaving it, too.
You said a roof, Wayne. That's all I'm doing. You said that my walls are electrical. And you have a point there. But, yeah, man, so coming back with Tony here, yeah, the construction company, man, a lot of responsibility, a lot of licenses, a lot of insurance. I'm pretty sure number one thing, the first thing they ask, are you guys licensed? Are you guys insured? All that great stuff. I'm pretty sure you're on top of that.
We are. We have to be, especially in commercial. But the same commercial insurance that I use in a residential. Okay. So we're bonded both on commercial and residential, only because you don't want any in it for buds, because if they do happen.
Sure.
And that's across the concrete company, that's across the construction company, that's across the roofing company. Mm-hmm. All of them are the same way. They're all right. Insured, and you don't ever know when something's going to happen.
Well, something did happen last Friday that I was so upset with, and I'm sorry to change gears here, but...
Oh, God, here we go again.
Yes. I'm very upset. Yeah. Even though I do pay for Netflix. Netflix, sponsor us. What the hell are we watching? We're watching boxing or we're watching a Buff match? I mean, every time you would watch a match, Buff. I'll tell you what's right, reload. Very much frozen.
Hey, what do you want for $9.99 a month?
No, shit. No, you pay $9.99 a month?
Well, actually, I'm getting it for free.
His name is Chew, lives on up. Then come raid your house and shit.
No. I only have one name. It's my hat.
Yeah, my leg, my 110. No, but the first fight was just a joke. The second fight actually was really well. I think it was Ramos and Boledo, I think his name was. I can't remember the boxer's name. Great fight. True, two strong Mexicano warriors in the ring. Bloody as hell. The next fight with the Irish woman and the Puerto Riqueña, man, was legitly nasty. They were fighting like there was no tomorrow, bro.
They were fighting like someone stole someone's, compact or something. Dude, something.
That's my bitch!
Something personal went down there.
Dude. Shit, dude. Fortunately, the Irish woman won. Congratulations to you, but cause of butt headbutts.
Yeah.
If you would see I think it was her right eyelid was like busted open and swollen. Even the trainer came out and started throwing shade on the actual training side.
It started off as a boxing match, but it turned into a street fight. Come on.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Come on.
And then, unfortunately, the last fight of the night, the most disappointing fight. I mean, let's say it at this point. The most scripted fight in the history of boxing. I don't care who you are. That thing was scripted. And if you don't believe me, watch the first round.
We all know boxing is just a setup.
It should
now.
It shouldn't be a sport. It should be entertainment now, just like wrestling. But
yeah, it's a play.
I hate to say that, but it's the truth. It's going that
it's
way.
The truth, yeah.
But if you notice, in the first round, Mike leans in for a body shot.
By the way, we're talking about the Mike Tyson.
Mike
Tyson. Yeah. The Mike Tyson.
Mike
Logan
Tyson
Paul
and fight. Jake Paul, not Logan. Jake Paul.
Whichever, doesn't matter.
But he does hold back on one of the punches. I mean, he clocked back and he starts biting his glove. He goes, "Oh, I want my 20 minutes. I'm gonna hit this guy." But the whole thing of the whole night, the best part of the whole night was the interview with Mike. That was a cherry on the top.
Yeah.
Because it proves to show that at age 56, you still have a great ass. That's the last thing I say about that, dude. I mean,
you know he passed it, right?
You can't run. There's no walker over there. Get over here, buddy. Get over here. I had to pause it. You see that? One day, I will have that. Not literally what I mean, but have that shape. But anyway, it's a whole different story. But
that's not what he meant.
Shut up.
That's not what he meant. That's not what he meant at all.
But yeah, dude, I mean, did you watch the fight?
You know what? We were at Pluckers with a good friends of ours watching the fight on a phone.
Oh.
But we didn't miss anything.
No, you didn't.
But
bless your heart.
Talking about boxing, I don't know. You follow the page, right, Mark?
So
we have sponsored Jose Inicio Salcedo.
You have sponsored actual boxers.
A boxer.
Actual boxers.
Yes, actual boxers, exactly. you guys should go to one of his, man, this guy, he can hit, he can move, and he can box.
Oh, gosh.
So one of these days, we're going to make it out there to one of his fights, man.
And I'll go. I'll bring his leg. But don't worry about that.
Hey, I can do the same thing. Not on the same day. We're in the same place. But I can do all that.
Where am I? What am I doing here? You're in the ring, you stranger.
But he's good, man. He's good. He's, yeah. He's
we got, yeah, we got to get. I know we had talked that we're going to try to get at least. I think
Inicio. El Inicio.
Yeah,
Inicio.
We'll get him on the podcast. We'd love to have a talk with him.
That'd be great. We've had some. We've had a couple of fighters on the show before.
Yeah, yeah, we have.
And the stories are, you know, the it could be anyone.
Yeah. You know what? And the funny thing, that not funny, but we follow that trend, that the philosophy again, mm-hmm. Why we do it. He has a really good story how he, you know, where he started, why he started, mm-hmm. and to this day. You know, he still trains here. The strength and conditioning here at Dogs.
Okay.
That guy can run, and he runs, and then he does the conditioning, and then he boxes, he goes and spars and trains. This is some crazy training, man.
I mean, to be in the ring, I mean, to go 12 rounds, bro. I mean, right. You see, oh, it's only, what, 3-minute rounds, I believe, around there, 3-minute rounds?
Something like that, uh-huh.
Yeah, you mean anybody can do it? No?
No,
not anybody can do it.
Yeah. No, you're running a triathlon, yeah. for 3 minutes in a row, yeah. For, like, hours.
Yeah, but at least 2 hours nonstop. Yeah.
I mean, I walk into the kitchen, I'm already done.
Yeah. What am I coming here for?
Exactly.
I'm
brushing my teeth. And
I came for bread.
Damn, this isn't worth it.
Throw him back. I gotta go to HB. But yeah, man, we would love to have him on the podcast and talk to him. Get some pointers off of him and what it takes to actually jump into the field of boxing itself. Yeah. You know, because there is a lot of transition, a lot of workout, a lot of discipline.
It is
when it comes to that into particular sport.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as like conditioning, weightlifting, shadow boxing, it's speed. Heavy punching, all that stuff, man. It's ridiculous. I've seen the workouts online, man, and I mean, I don't know, just watching Mike Tyson do that, the whole before he actually went into the ring, the whole conditioning he did, bro.
I was out of breath waiting for it to buffer, dude.
I've seen photos where, I mean, any boxer when they're going at it full strength with their trainer, as far as like just sparring. And the trainer has the bodysuit. Jesus, you can hear the pops, man. You're like, and go, I know one of those was just, okay, I'm done. Like, you got in the ring? Yeah, I'm done.
Stepping in the ring with that.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I would love to interview him. That would be a great,
definitely.
Great, awesome,
we'll definitely set something up. And he's always willing to. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, when we sponsored him, we saw, you know, what he was trying to do, what he's trying to accomplish, and, you know, the meaning behind why he's doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's super important to me. And I think as a company, you follow that same tendency. Mm-hmm. What's important to you as a company? Or do you have any values of what you're trying to follow?
Right.
Or you just do it for the money? You know, right. And I want to put things into perspective. I want things to have a meaning,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that gets me in trouble, but at the end of the day, it's like, it means something. It means something. And, you know, that's why when we became sponsored with Umar, the same thing. It's like, you know what? He's trying to do something.
Right.
And there's a meaning behind it.
Right.
Why not?
Exactly. So, then speaking of philosophy and knowing that our buddy here, our great sponsor, has a beautiful cap on his head. And it has a big blue star on the side.
I don't recognize it.
I want to know what the philosophy. I'm pretty sure you follow football there, Tony.
I do follow football.
Oh, he's fixing the hat. He's fixing the hat, dude. He's fixing it. Well,
I don't know what you're talking about. It's bullshit.
But, you know what? My brothers are still diehard Cowboy fans.
Okay.
I mean, I want to say, I guess, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty disappointed, you know, pretty disappointed this season.
And we had that same conversation with Armando about that. He's a diehard Cowboy fan himself. He follows it. And I think this past weekend proved a huge point on what we were talking about that night.
Yeah.
Where the fans need to make a stand already.
Yeah.
And and if you look at the game, guys, you go back and watch the playbacks. Watch the stands. The first quarter. As soon as Houston scores, watch the first quarter. Then Dallas scores, and then as Houston comes back and, you know, they start gaining, making a kind of like a run for the lead, they just start walking out. It just they left.
Yeah.
All it basically were all Texan fans in the stadium.
In the stadium.
You know, and that's what Mondo was talking about. He goes, it's only going to stop until us as fans, yes, all right, we're diehard fans. That's great. We can always watch the game from home.
Yeah.
You know, all we're doing is putting money in this guy's pocket.
Right.
Because why? We're going to a game that, okay, we love our team, but why am I going to go and watch them lose?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's
people are still people are still buying the merchandise. People are still buying the season tickets. Yeah. It's as expensive as
not to
are.
Say anything about your cap there, buddy. But
no. That's funny.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It is a diehard fans problem. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
No, but
I agree.
That proved a huge point. And if you watch Jerry in the box when it's about to end and he sees the stadium, man. I mean, bro, he was pissed.
Oh, who the fuck cares?
He was pissed as hell. I go, you know what? I think, I don't know whether it chimed in and he finally realized, bro, I need to do something.
He didn't realize nothing.
He realized it, bro. It's really that big chunk of change that he did not get that payday. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure he did. Because Lord knows he ain't going to have his 7 turkeys this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the prime Mary cook that cooks it for him every year. Now he's going for a secondhand cook to make it for him. But the point is that I'm proud of the fans. They made a stand that weekend. They got up and they walked out. Or that didn't show, period. They didn't buy a ticket. You know, and salute to the Texan fans, man, that went out there and put up with. I'm pretty sure some crazy fans are out there because I've seen the videos. Yeah. You know, like, they get wild.
Yeah.
But you know, a loss is a loss, a win is a win. So, and the aspects we were talking about this earlier, the future of this team, and I've said it, and I'll say it again, and I said this a while back, the season's gone.
Yeah,
the season's gone. That's it.
Yeah.
There ain't no miracle here, man.
Right.
The season's gone.
Right.
It ended pretty much a month after it started, dude.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah. You got to come to realization, guys. It's gone. The only thing that you can do now, McCarthy. Sorry, this is your last year. You're gonna get fired. Period. That's it. Tan tan. Goes Mexicanos. The only thing you can do now is start these second stringers, third stringers, give an opportunity, see what kind of talent you have on the team that you've missed. You know, give them the opportunity to go out there and play, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Secondly, like I said, you lose the season, it's gone, aim high for the draft.
Yeah.
Aim high.
Yeah.
Second, get rid of your coach.
Yeah.
Third, pray to the stars, and hopefully if Jerry can do his magic, ladies and gentlemen, if he can pull that wand out of his ass one more time.
You know what?
Pick up Shakur as your quarterback and sign Deion Sanders as your head coach. That's it. And here comes the money again. Yeah. And I guarantee you the team will rally up. Because who? You tell me what player is going to go up to a guy that has four or five Super Bowl champions, four or five championship rings in the NFL, and say shit to him. Most of these coaches have been coaches or never really gotten a Super Bowl ring,
right.
Period. You put this guy out there that's gotten four or five, I don't know how, I lost count, having somebody come and tell him shit, all he has to do is this, or how many fingers he got, rings he got, show me.
Yeah.
Show me how you're better than me.
Yeah.
Or prove me wrong.
Or we replace the entire team with Deion, give him Dax money, and watch him.
Let Deion play next year.
This is how you do football, youngins.
Yeah.
This is how
you kidding, man. Yeah. Hey, you've been a diehard fan since you were a kid?
I think so. You know what? My dad, surprisingly, dude, he was into... for some reason, San Francisco 49ers. He's always been a 49ers fan.
Your dad's no longer invited to the podcast.
No, I don't blame you. You know
what? Dad, if you're watching, I'm sorry, sir.
You're not coming.
You're not coming ever. not even through the door, sir.
it's a shame. It's Shane Quez is in here right now.
No kidding. My little brother Quez is a Philly fan.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I have to put up because he's blood. So,
apenas.
But yeah, so your dad's what he decides. You know what? I'm going rival against my dad. I'm picking Dallas.
Yeah, you know, we grew up in that era where the Cowboys, America's team.
Yeah,
you know, from the uniform, everybody wanted to wear that that jersey. Everybody wanted to buy a jersey. Everybody,
the helmet,
everybody was into that. And you grew up because you had a good team.
Right. Yep.
You had a good Cowboys team, mm-hmm. and you were actually proud of being a Cowboy. Mm-hmm. And then it just went downhill after that.
That's Jerry's fault, firing Jimmy Johnson. I'm sorry.
I do remember that one time when Troy Aikman said out loud and swore all the cameras to see, "We suck."
Oh, that was Dak.
That was Dak.
Yeah. That was a great moment.
By the way, he did meet Troy Aikman for on the Eatery. Shout out to the Eatery, man. He met Troy Aikman.
I did.
And he shook his hand.
This one.
And what did he tell you?
Good luck to you.
Whatever you got, hopefully it finds
us. If the doctors can cure whatever the fuck this is.
He shook my hands. I mean, you're a good Samaritan for laying Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah. Let him come out.
Make-A-Wish can help you, man, like this.
Troy, we need a miracle.
Troy, work miracle.
Just like the Cowboy team.
Oh, yeah.
But it ain't going to happen. Yeah, man. But like I said, Cowboy fans... Bravo this past weekend for taking a stand and finally showing the man himself that, hey, it's about us, not about you.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's hurrah to you guys. We are 55 minutes into the pod. I told you, man. It goes by pretty fast.
It does, actually.
Social medias, they can reach and look for you, Tony, just in case any upcoming that they want something built or something done to their home. Where can they reach you?
Absolutely. They can go to the Instagram or they can go to Facebook message or even a phone call or text message. We're more than willing to help out, you know, email, anything out there that, you know, because we live in a world of social media now at this point.
Yeah. Yes.
So they can reach us by email or by Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that because
Onora's Construction.
Onora Construction.
If you're looking at the screen right now, guys, there is a QR code that you can scan on that, and it'll take you straight to his Facebook page. Get all the information you need. Contacts if you're planning to build a home or if you're building a business and want to make a new commercial building, and you need somebody like Tony here to come help you. This is the guy you want to get a hold of, man. He's done great work. I know we were talking about social media last time. As far as helping you push out stuff, I know we were in the works of talking about that.
Yes,
I've seen your page grow. I've tried jumping on their page to see, okay, how many fans they got this week, how many followers they got this week, and it's slowly growing. I'm like, man, I'm happy this is working out for him, man.
I'm glad
it's working for you.
Right, and we're happy, Mark. We're thankful to you both, because it's something that we use, and it's something that helps.
Yeah. Right,
we don't have to go to the newspaper anymore and be like.
Newspaper? What's a newspaper?
Exactly. Yeah, the monitoring shit. They are good. Yeah, town criers.
I know you brought something for us here. I got a bag.
I did.
Oh my gosh.
You know what?
Here we go. Look at this.
I don't know who's.
You know, oh my god.
I don't know who's going to want
any. Dibs. Shit. Yeah. I'll take the gentleman jacket.
So, it's a gift from us. I mean,
thank you so much, man.
We appreciate you guys and everything.
That's way too kind of you.
No, everything you guys do and promoting, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy, but we're thankful that you're out there, you know, shouting, you know, our name and making making it happen for us.
And thank you for doing, you know, what you're doing right now for all these extra housing authorities that, you know, building homes for very low income families that are trying to
for giving back to the community.
Yeah, giving back to the community, man.
Thank you very much.
That's an awesome job that you're doing. So, I mean, last question, Tony, and this is where it gets a little personal. I told you there was nothing personal here,
but it's
a slingshot here, shot from the outside. When it's all said and done, what do you want to be remembered by?
That's a really good question. But I would have to say.
Yeah, little radio silence there for a minute.
I know. You know what? I would have to say the word honor. Okay. I would have to say that to be able to sustain the meaning behind the word honor.
Okay.
I'm ready.
To leave that legacy behind. We want to be able to we say we're going to do something, we're going to make it happen.
Right.
Might not be perfect, but we won't fail in that sense.
Yeah, well put, man.
Well put. That's good. Well said, yeah. Too, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tony, all I can say is thank you, man, first of all, from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All the great things you're doing right now, especially the gifts. Both of those are coming with me tonight.
Over my dear body.
Oh, it can happen.
Literally.
It can happen. All I can say is thank you so much, and we would love to have you back in the future. If anything big comes your way, we'd love to have you back and talk about your company again, see where you stand from right now, from a year from now, or maybe from 2 years from now, and hopefully, willing, we're still alive and running as a podcast.
Yeah. Much more success to you, man. Much more, you know, continued success for you and your family and all your workers.
Yeah, appreciate it. Non-stop, thank you, guys.
Blessings, Christmas, Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
This episode should be airing. Well, it's airing right now, but it's a doubleheader. So if you had nothing to watch for Thanksgiving, you got two episodes you watched. The first episode with Steven Valdez, and also this episode with Tony Hernandez. All I can say for those that are watching is thank you so much for supporting the podcast that you've done for the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we're coming into, well, actually 5 years, going into our sixth season,
going
which
into
be
our
six
year.
Years.
Yes.
All I can say is thank you to everyone, to our sponsors also for backing us up and trusting us with word of mouth and video to help them push their small business or their big business or whatever they want to call it. I mean, I hope it becomes even bigger success, helping us push. I would like to think we got them the job for Texas Roadhouse. But anyways, that's a whole different story.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah. No, but yeah, guys, all I can say is just thank you to you, Tony. Appreciate you, man, for helping us out.
Come back anytime you want. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So we're going to talk about that boxer coming in, man. We'd love to have him on the show. Probably
yes,
be
sir.
Into February. We're booked, by the way, all the way through December already.
Yep.
And January is already booked too, guys. We got great guests coming in for the new season 6. Stay in tune, watch our Facebook page, and you'll see who's coming up in January. Some good talent coming in. So, but Tony, thank you once again, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you guys for having me.
And we'll see you next time, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Episode 223.
It's in the books.
Yep. And we are off for a week. Thanksgiving. Yep.
Thanksgiving. Then.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving, buddy?
I'm going to sit alone in my apartment and eat my bucket of chicken skin. Actually, I had a quick question for Tony. He said he went to medical school. I need to get a hard bypass. Do you recommend Tex or PVC?
I think we should go copper.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think we have to go cement at that point. I think my insurance will cover that.
If you, those thieves are that are like really looking for hardcore copper, you know where to find it now.
No, I need that cement.
What? You can give me a carburetor? For how much? No. Put me on that list. No, never mind.
End the show already.
Any last words, buddy?
It's been a great show, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Same here, man. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, man. Sign us out.
I've been Chew.
And I am. We will see you in 2 weeks. All right? 2 weeks, man. First week of December. Guys, we will see you then. Latest, Gators.